This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Join me. I'm one of the Second Call defended people. Everybody should be, and especially if you're going to train the way I train, join Second Call Defense. Chuck Rossi is the Facebook site director. He is also a self-proclaimed gun enthusiast, so you can imagine how much fun that is in the land of Zuckerberg. Recent days, he's gotten flack for going to bat for his fellow Second Amendment lovers. Top social media sites, official stands on Facebook groups dedicated to selling and purchasing of guns was set in February. The buying, selling, or trading of guns and ammo across Facebook is prohibited by its updated terms of service. Although, we're going to talk about those terms of service. Now, since the policy has taken effect, Rossi has become the Facebook black sheep, advocating for gun groups on the social media platform. To help ease tension among Facebook and gun enthusiasts, he has a dedicated group of over 1,000 gun group administrators who he talks to on a regular basis. He updates them on where the gun policy stands and has helped others have their groups reestablished. Currently, the only way Facebook can monitor this policy is by individual users reporting various groups and users for violating the site's new firearms policy. Outside of this tattletale approach, Facebook has no means of monitoring an individual user's buying, selling, and trading of guns or ammo. Although they have decided to take an official position on the Second Amendment, it's nice to see one of the higher-ups defending America's gun owners. Facebook is making the assumption that those who buy, sell, or trade firearms or ammo on their website are doing so illegally. How many people do you think that would go out there and start a Facebook a Facebook group with the sole purpose of illegally selling guns? If those who conduct their sales on Facebook are criminals, aren't they sort of putting themselves out there? Aren't they sort of like putting all that information out there? Isn't that sort of a greater risk that they will be caught by law enforcement? Now, that's not to say that criminals won't do something stupid like that, but they would be putting a target on their back, both literally and figuratively, and they are quite adaptable. According to Facebook, their decision to ban the private sales of guns and ammo was their way of preventing users from utilizing the social media site to go through the so-called private sale loophole, where gun owners can sell their guns to another person without a background check. Facebook fails to acknowledge that there is no federal law regarding background check requirements for private sales. This is them going beyond all of this, all of the law. And it's all, but it's also a power that's left to the states to decide. Each state has different requirements. Some states, like New Hampshire, give private citizens the option of requiring potential buyers to undergo a background check. Here in South Carolina, I can merely ask whoever's buying a gun to show me a concealed carry permit. And if they don't, then I just don't have to sell them the gun. Having a concealed carry permit means they have been vetted way beyond the buying part of it. In Washington State, a background check is required before the transaction can be completed. In most cases, federal firearms licensees who sell to one or another are exempt from further background checks. Instead of focusing on providing a quality product to their consumers, Facebook has now decided to get into the business of legislation and essentially politics. The social media site has moved away from connecting people to determining what is socially acceptable for private citizens to do in their free time. Instead of allowing the American people to decide what is socially and morally acceptable outside of social media networking sites, they're attempting to manipulate users into siding with their political agenda. People like Rossi, who are defending gun owners across the nation, deserve to be recognized for putting themselves and their careers on the line for the rest of us who have little to no say on these matters. While the problem may seem minimal, okay, there is a slippery slope effect that can occur. Anti-gunners start by pushing private entities like Facebook and move to elected representatives to urge them to fully ban guns and punish gun owners. Here's what it all boils down to. I use Facebook. I don't use Facebook to sell anything. I use Facebook to let people know what's going on with the show. I published a little video tease of what I did this past weekend, and then I published the YouTube video on Facebook. And then later tonight, when the podcast goes up, all 3 hours will be on Facebook, available to people that know me on Facebook. I have a show page, Lock and Load Radio page, and I have a personal page. And all of my stuff goes on both. There's two things that Facebook does that irritate me to no end. One, they've got this foolishness with guns. In the meantime, I haven't done any perusing to see what else is out there. There's a lot of junk on Facebook. Lately, I get a bunch of friend requests from a bunch of people that will, steal pictures of something from somebody. They'll try to look as legitimate. All of them coming to me all have 20-some-odd friends, and they all seem to be in the gun industry. And then I'll friend them, and then all of a sudden I have something published to my timeline where they're selling Oakley sunglasses for $25.99. And then I go and I unfriend them, and I call them spam. And then they go away. And now it's gotten so bad that I just, whoever's coming up there, unless I went to high school with you or unless I went to grade school with you or something, you're probably going to get spammed anyway. I'm probably going to report you for spam just because it happens so much. There are no, I have no illusions about this either. There are no young, nubile, 23-to-28-year-old women that want to be my friend and send me a bunch of pictures like they send and like they offer to send me over Facebook. There just aren't. That's spam. I don't know why we're spamming that way. I don't know why we're spamming with Oakley sunglasses. And then there'll be I use Facebook to promote the show. I occasionally publish pictures of my granddaughters because they're just my delight. And beyond that, that's it. It's all about the show. It's all about you guys. It's about what's going on with the show. And where we're trying to take it, I wish everybody that listened to the show would actually go to the Facebook page and like it, Lock and Load Radio at Facebook. But beyond that, all that being beyond all things, that's what it's for. It's a method of communication. That's it. I can meet all kinds of people on Facebook, and I can send one private message to them, and I can sell every gun I own on Facebook. Because I don't have to get out there and put, $599 behind it to sell it. All I got to do is let somebody know there's something available and let them contact me, and I am good to go. So there's no way around it. And they don't need to be manipulating the system. That's not what they're about. I want to find out where my sixth grade classmates are. That's it. When we get back, My senator makes me weep. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right. Now for my own personal pain, my own private Idaho, whatever you want to call it. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Coming from the trace. Now, let me tell you why this makes me so aggravated. My state senator, Larry Martin, is stupid enough to believe that this was just another media outlet, or maybe he knows his anti-gun. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. He decided that he would give these guys an interview. And because he didn't have editorial control, which nobody does when you're dealing with these guys pretty much shaped it the way they wanted to shape it. But the headline, name of the story, from the trace.org.com, whatever it is. I'm a Republican lawmaker in the Deep South. These are the gun laws I can support. I'm not one of those types who believe that any common sense approach to solving a problem is always trumped by the Second Amendment. Written by Mike Spies of New York City. He starts out his little ditty. It is known as the Charleston loophole. 3 months before Dylan Roof opened fire in a Charleston, South Carolina church, killing 9 black parishioners, he was arrested for drug possession. The offense should have ultimately prevented him from purchasing the Glock handgun he used in the massacre. But a clerical error meant the FBI examiner conducting Roof's background check was unable to get more information about the arrest within the 72 hours allotted under law. So the purchase was automatically approved in a default proceeds sale. We'll get back to that in just a second. In the aftermath of the mass killing, South Carolina lawmakers introduced legislation that would extend the time that federal investigators have to review background checks for gun buyers. But in April, the head of the state Senate Judiciary Committee, Larry Martin, squashed the bill and 2 other gun reform measures by refusing to hold hearings on them. The move could be viewed as another case of a conservative lawmaker in a conservative state acting according to the standard ideological script, killing anything that matters or appears to threaten the Second Amendment. But Martin says he did oppose those bills on ideological grounds, but he also says that he declined to hold hearings for practical reasons. He didn't want to give a platform to ultra-right-wing gun groups that would use a doom bill to rally their members to flood his phone line and crash his inbox. He believes that the current 3-day background check window is sufficient and that the poor records reporting that allowed Roof to get his gun can be remedied without legislation. His broader record shows a Southern conservative politician more willing than most to challenge the gun lobby. He has sponsored and ushered through legislation that seeks to keep keep guns away from potentially dangerous people like domestic abusers and the severely mentally ill. He now says he will also work to defeat a bill approved by an overwhelming majority by the State House of Representatives on Monday that would allow state residents to carry concealed weapons in public without a license. So, here is Martin discussing his votes on gun reform, the backlash from some of the bills he has supported, and what he thinks is really driving the so-called permitless carry movement, as told to Mike Spies. First things first, the default sale. The default sale is never default. Even if a sale takes place, there's a mechanism in place by which if the FBI goes ahead and follows through with that background check, which I don't know if they ever did, but if they follow through, then they contact the ATF. The ATF goes to the person and retrieves the gun, takes it back to the gun shop. He gets his money back. He can't have the gun. They had something in place. They waited, I think it was day 65 or 67 or something like that, before he lit up that church. And he was looking for other places to light up prior to that. He just went somewhere where he finally found a place he could go. And it was, it was a lot of things. It just, you know. It was a guy with a chip on his shoulder. Him saying that he's not one of these types, though, is interesting. What he says about permitless carry is this. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on an issue that can't pass and shouldn't pass. All of what was in those bills, every aspect, I think, was in a gross violation of the Second Amendment, not the spirit of what people believe is reasonable. What people?
He says 20 years ago we enacted a concealed weapons permit law, and of course we've expanded that over the years in terms of locations in which law-abiding citizens can carry a weapon, but we still have restrictions on it. We still have gun-free zones, for example, despite the constant suggestion they're a bad idea. Like the church was a gun-free zone. No mention of that from Mike Spies. I don't think it's sensible to do away with the notion that there are places we don't want people carrying guns. Even in the 1980s, if you walked into most municipalities, it was understood you didn't take your gun into the local tavern or local business. Where guns are allowed is a discussion we're going to continue to have. I'm not opposed to having administrators and educators who've been properly trained carry weapons in a school environment, for example. I don't think that it's sensible to do away with the notion that there are places we don't want people carrying guns. That's what he says. But he says, permitless carry tacitly encourages the criminal element to disregard the obvious, and that is don't carry a gun. Really? Do you not think they're not already ignoring that? That's his reasoning. Permitless carry tacitly encourages the criminal element to disregard the obvious, and that is don't carry a gun. Permitless carry has been pushed now for a number of years in South Carolina. I don't agree with it. First, I believe that the training component, which is required when you obtain a concealed carry permit, is essential. I watched the training over the weekend. Really? Training teaches the difference between brandishing a weapon and pulling it out in self-defense. If you're going to have folks walking around in the kind of environment we have today, you need that training. Second, criminals know about the enhanced penalties that come with carrying a weapon, and they know they'll get more time in jail if they're caught carrying, and still they carry. That's the part he leaves out. Permitless carry, however, would, you know, encourage that. It's also called constitutional carry, which implies permitless carry is a right. I don't get that. Justice Antonin Scalia made it clear that the Second Amendment does not guarantee the right to carry whatever, whenever, wherever. He said that many, many times. So, he also says the whole argument has never been made before. If it was an inherent constitutional right, it would have come up before 2010. He thinks the Heller decision made it right. Even though states like Rhode Island or Vermont has never had state gun control. They had the Second Amendment. That was it. So. he says, if you look how constitutional carry has evolved over the last 6 to 8 years, it's about Obama, contributed to the frenzy. My senator. We'll be right back.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Join me, secondcalldefense.org. Coming also from thetrace.org. Submitting false information on a background check is a felony under federal law, punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000. How often do you hear people getting convicted of that? They also report that as many as 160,000 people are denied a gun purchase each year because they fail to check. Few are ever apprehended, much less prosecuted. Available federal and state data suggests that the percentage of arrests as a proportion of denied sales is extremely low, likely in the single digits. This has to be causing them a problem. Just discovering this and finding out that there's nobody getting arrested over this? What? What? We need more prohibited people. Now, John Lott reported, with the characteristic, not going to say mind-numbing comprehensiveness that is John Lott, that the vast majority of NICS denials are mistakes, wrong names, timed-out requests, that kind of thing. That's totally predictable given the millions of background checks performed and the efficiency of anything ending in .gov. Nothing illegal about them. From johnlott.blogspot.com, here's this. Take the numbers of 2009, the latest year with data available. There were 71,010 initial denials. Of those, only 4,681, or 6.6%, were referred to the ATF field offices for further investigation. As a report on those denials by the U.S. Department of Justice indicates, the remaining denials, 66,329, 93%, did not meet referral guidelines or were overturned after review by the Brady operations or after the FBI received additional information. This still wasn't the end of the story. Of these 4,681 referrals, over 51%, or 2,090 cases, involved delayed denials, cases where a check hasn't even been completed. Of the rest, 2,291 covered cases where initial reviews indicated that the person should have been denied buying a gun. But the government admits that upon further review, another 572 of those referrals were found not to be a prohibited person, leaving 4,154 cases. So in other words, their revelation that only a small percentage of aspiring gun owners denied a firearm by a Brady background check are prosecuted is statistically meaningless, means nothing to anybody, nobody, nobody cares. It's even less meaningful in terms of preventing criminals from buying guns from licensed gun dealers. At the risk of what would have to be considered the paramountly obvious, only a very stupid, convicted felon criminal convict would try to purchase a firearm at a gun store. By the same token, times 1,000, criminals have no problem obtaining firearms illegally. So if you avoid this reality, the gun control advocates are now beating the drum for what they call lie and try prosecutions. You'd at least think they could come up with an easier to understand slogan. So in other words, let's send the police around anytime someone fails a Brady background check. Pennsylvania is one of the 8 states where lawmakers and police have sought to boost arrests and prosecutions by passing laws and implementing so-called lie and try policies, requiring local law enforcement agencies to be notified whenever someone fails a background check. The goal is to give police a tool they can use to arrest dangerous individuals before they can secure a gun and possibly harm someone. In 32 states, a person who is blocked from firing a firearm at a licensed dealer can turn to a private seller who is not required to run a background check. One 2009 study found a strong proclivity towards further illegal behavior by denied gun purchasers, determining that a third of convicted criminals rejected when attempting to buy a gun are caught breaking another law during the next 5 years. How many convicted criminals continue their life of crime after a Brady check? If you use Lott's 6-year-old numbers, one-third of 4,154 bona fide referrals to law enforcement from NICS yields about 1,385 individuals continuing their life of crime after a failed Brady background check. And are they saying that the others didn't? So to catch more criminals, we need more laws. Because they're gun control advocates. They've never met a gun control law they didn't like. This despite the fact that these laws would send the police around to 66,329 aspiring gun buyers who can't or shouldn't be prosecuted. The kicker to this, the NRA is on board with that one. That's something we're going to have a chat with later on down the road. On the federal level, no less. The National Rifle Association has never officially endorsed a lie and try policy, though in the past, the gun group has called on the federal government to address the low prosecution rate for prohibited persons who attempt to buy firearms. Shortly after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in 2012, the gun lobby's representatives asked the White House Gun Violence Prevention Task Force to enforce federal laws that make it illegal to lie on a gun background check form. That's not them endorsing that, you twit. That's Obama releases gun criminals, convicted gun criminals, all the time, gives them clemency all the time. What they're saying is, you got laws, uphold them. Most of the time they plea them out. There was a guy that supplied a gun, a straw purchaser supplied a gun that killed a female police officer who was on her last day of work before she was scheduled to take maternity leave. And they let that should have been 10 years in prison, $250,000 fine. They let that person plea down to probation. Why do we have that gun law? Why? If that's what we're going to do, we don't need that gun law. In any case, John Lott will tell you exactly what's at stake. And this is a conclusion the Trace uses to justify more gun law. While prosecutors tend to go forward with their strongest cases, those prosecutors are often found not guilty. By the end of 2010, prosecutors only had 32 convictions or plea agreements, and only 13 of these involved falsified information when buying a gun or illegal possession of a gun. This translates into 0.018% of the 71,010 initial denials. We're talking tax dollars here. Your cops don't work for free. Police officers don't work for free. They shouldn't work for free. So soon they're going to be out there trying to prosecute just over a dozen criminals. Some might say that this lie and try NICS-related cop visit mandate is just a way to get the police into the habit of knocking on doors to check legal gun ownership, or at least a slippery slope leading in that direction. I don't know that that's necessarily the case. Most of the cops, I see all the articles about the bad cops all the time. Never met one in my life. Never met. Even the worst ones I've ever met were not like that. Not what we see. If one were to do that to me, I would, of course, comply with everything he had to say until we were done with our business, and then I'm going to his chief. I'm going to his chief. So, that we have from also thetrace.org. They're just a font of information. They try so hard to not seem like they're anti-gun, so the Google doesn't show them as an anti-gun website. And, of course, sometimes they just can't help themselves. We'll be right back.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No Common Core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back. We're going to work on the economics now, point a few things out. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Bill, over 4,600 views on the video of you putting rounds on target. Pretty good. Need more. Thanks. Need more what? More video? More rounds on target? What you want? Tell me what you want. I'm going to be making another video this coming weekend. And then when I go to the NRA meetup, oh my God. I wonder what they'll do. I wonder what they'll do if I show up at the banquet with a camera, like one of those vloggers. That's the thing. That's the new thing. Vlogging is the new thing. I just don't have the right camera for it because I don't have a flip-out screen to do it. Got everything else. Got everything else. Hillary Clinton. Well, Hillary's not very good for the economy. And Hillary, I hate to tell you this, but it's the economy, stupid. Hillary Clinton has a list of industries that she intends to wreck if elected president simply because she doesn't like them. At a CNN town hall back in March, he said, we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. I don't know who will then charge the Tesla cars, because a lot of that is coal-fired generators that are doing that. Later, when she was confronted by an out-of-work coal miner, she apologized, saying her statement was taken totally out of context. No, it wasn't, you lying harpy. But it was not at all out of context, and the coal miners knew that her original comment reflects her true agenda. Because when she's among friends, which she has been in her entire campaign, when she's among friends, she's going to speak her mind, exactly what she means to say. Now, she's made no such retraction of her repeated remarks about taking on the gun lobby, and she's never going to do that. When she says the gun lobby, she means everybody associated with the industry. From the manufacturers to the retailers, and much like the coal industry, it's quite clear that she wants to put as many of you,
that work in this industry out of work today. She doesn't care about the collateral damage of your employees losing their jobs. She doesn't care about the collateral damage of the shipping company having to lay somebody off, and the soft drink company that has to lay somebody off, and the cracker company that has to lay somebody off, and the supply company that has to lay somebody off, all because you're not there anymore to get their supplies. She doesn't care about that at all. Throughout her primary campaign, she has bashed Bernie Sanders for protecting the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, a law that prohibits firearms manufacturers and gun dealers from being sued when criminals misuse products that were sold lawfully. She's also accused Sanders of caring less about victims of gun violence simply because he has said that allowing such lawsuits would effectively prohibit lawful commerce. So let us be clear about the motivations here. The Clinton camp is calculating that emotionally laden deliveries of her position will win her support among segments of the Democratic base, despite the fact that her position is well outside the mainstream of American public opinion. Here's the other point that they're not pointing out here in this little ditty that they should be pointing out. Hillary, the turnout for Hillary is 50% of what it was last time she ran in a national election. 50%. The turnout for Trump has increased by 75%. There's more people voting for Republicans than there are for Democrats in the national race. Now, there are some people out there that prognosticate they're going to do it till the very last vote is counted and until somebody gives a concession speech and somebody gives a victory speech. They'll be out there saying this stuff. Right now, the latest thing they're saying is, well, the heavy turnout of the Republican base could turn out to boomerang and bounce back against Trump. Look, I get that you don't like Trump. I don't understand why you don't like Trump. There's a lot of things about Trump I don't like. But here's the thing. He got the most votes. No matter who you may like, no matter what you may think, you're out there right now. Let's see, Crystal's out there talking about Romney. It's too late for this stuff. Perot was already in the race well by this time. He was already on the ballots in all 50 states the last time we saw a serious third-party contender. Gary Johnson, I don't think Gary Johnson is a serious contender. He's a libertarian. I know a lot of people are going, well, you know, of course, Bill, who cares what you think? Well, that's right. Who cares what I think? I don't care what you think. It's good on me. I like it a lot. But, hey, you know, just bear in mind that, Democratic base is not turning out for him. Total economic impact of the firearms and ammunition industry in the United States increased from $19.1 billion in 2008 to $49.3 billion in 2015, a 158% increase. That is now a baseline. What's happening now is a baseline because the gun industry is rolling. The total number of full-time equivalent jobs rose from approximately 166,000 to almost 288,000, a 73% increase in that period as well. Over a year-over-year basis, the industry's economic impact rose from $43 billion in 2014 to $49.3 billion in 2015, which is a 15% increase in a year. While total jobs increased from approximately 263,000 to 288,000, a 9% increase in the same period. Now, mind you, everybody said after the 2013 panic buying that the gun industry was going to crater. And it has failed to do so. The gun industry today is one of the few bright spots throughout the last recession and is more vibrant than ever today. It never cratered like everything else, like real estate, like banking, like everything else. And, one of the things that drives the growth, though, of course, is this incessant political rhetoric about penalizing the industry for the acts of criminals. If Hillary's elected to the White House, though, rhetoric will then, she'll try to make that become action. And for those of you that own gun industry businesses, then your business and your workers will be the ones that will then be in jeopardy if she has her way. That's just plain and simple. Now, repealing the PLCAA, okay, let's talk about that to begin with. If that were to happen, if she were to do that by executive decree, that gets tied up in the courts for probably a year, year and a half. And then it would have to go to the Supreme Court. by which time, if it's Hillary, okay, she will have been the one that populated the Supreme Court with the next guy, whether it's Garland Merrick or Merrick Garland, whatever his name is, that cat, you know. But don't kid yourselves. Hillary is, if Hillary wins the presidential election, she will take that as a mandate to come after everything that's on her list. On her short list, she'll be coming after everything. After everything. Coal mining, she'll be coming after the gun industry. If she doesn't like, you know, patent leather high heel pumps, she'll be banning them. She might ban all soda. You know, Bloomberg couldn't do that, but she can ban it all nationally because she's not just a mayor. She's a president. I don't even understand how she's as far as she is. Third-party candidates, I think Bernie Sanders would probably have a better chance at a third-party run than anybody. Mitt Romney's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere. I don't know why we looked. I know he's he's the last guy that the Republicans nominated. But he's a loser. He lost. It was his to take. He was there the first. He wilted under pressure. Dude is not presidential timber. Not at all. I thought having a good businessman in there would be a good idea. I'm sort of, you know, I wish he had been, just because we wouldn't be having some of these discussions now. But at the same time, he lost it. For some reason, his handlers, and I keep telling you, these politicians are only as good as their staff. His handlers could not impress upon him, Mitt, you need to sort of go in there a little harder. You need to go after him. You need to get after him and stay on him. Get aggressive. Go, Mitt, go. None of that, of course, none of that happened. So, you know, just keep all that in mind as you go about your busy day. What Hillary has in mind for the gun industry if she gets half a chance. It's not going to be pretty. And it's certainly not going to be, it's going to be another fight. It's going to be, I'm not tired of fighting. That's fine. I've resolved. I want to fight this fight until it's won. But I sure hate to fight because we're stupid. We don't have to be stupid here. What we do have to do is take a break. So we're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.